Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Happy Open Line Thursday, Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you might be with that free Odyssey app. We thank you for listening. We are the Junks on a Thursday morning. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. I'm joined by Eric Bickle this morning.
Good morning. Hello. How are you, Ricky?
I'm good. Hope you're well.
Hanging in there.
John Paul Flame with the City Edition of the Wizards hoodie, brought to you by Jim Van Stone.
What's up, Cakes?
Good morning. Good morning. And back, Jason Bishop.
What's up?
What's
up, Cakesy?
Jason Bishop is back.
By the way, did you see right again? Tiger Woods' debut draws higher ratings than league's opening night.
Yeah, I saw that. What was confusing is I thought the opening night had 3 million viewers, because then I read this article and it said there was only 1 million viewers.
I think they're taking the average viewership and the total viewership. So I think the first time they said...
1 million makes more sense, because that's more in the ballpark of that Duke-UNC game, which I saw. Because originally when I saw the 3 million, I was like, man, that's a monster rating. That's like triple that's a college basketball
game. That's the difference. I think they're saying total viewers was 3.2 versus average, right? Over. So I think that's what it was.
Still and a good number.
This average was 9% over the last one. It just shows that Tiger draws...
Yeah.
Draws.
Eric, where is that facility?
It's in Florida.
Florida.
Is it in Orlando or Jupiter?
Yeah.
Was it the Palm Gardens? Is that it?
I don't know.
Does that sound something?
I think it's in the West Palm Beach area.
Yeah. Sounds
what
right.
Were you going to say, Drabby?
I'm all for you getting the back patting machine now, but you can't state obvious things that are going to happen and then pat your back.
Why? You disputed me.
Who?
Cakes? I thought it was going to go down.
I didn't hear that.
90, yeah, he said it was going to go down.
Who? That would be crazy. Somebody to think that the Tiger debut wouldn't be bigger than...
I don't think I said it would go down.
Well, JP and I had a thing going.
Yeah.
It was between JP and I.
I'm surprised. Just my personal opinion was I watched it the first time and I didn't think there'd be as much interest. I think it'll die down, but also I thought that it was at 3 million viewers and it really wasn't.
Well, total. I mean, it just depends on what they decide to promote. I think that's the difference, because they said the last time it did.
Well,
like
Tuesday
nine.
Night's it's a perfect night to do it.
Just a dead zone.
It's a good night. Listen, they got a lot of tweaking as far as I'm concerned. There's so much left
When I watched it, it's so chaotic. I mean, Tiger can't even hear Matt Barry talking to him.
Yeah,
I mean, they're talking to each other. Matt Barry's trying to ask questions.
Well, they should even eliminate the Matt Barry, because that guy adds nothing. All right, he's a good broadcaster. But he doesn't have any interesting thing to say. Just mic the players and listen to them talking to each other. You know, that would be interesting.
Hey, look, it beat TNT's game. Now, I don't know who's watching the Cavaliers-Pacers game on TNT in January.
Nobody. Degenerate gamblers. That has to be the core of the audience.
And then they had a Nuggets-Mavs game that started at 9:35. Of course, Mavericks don't have Luka or Kyrie Irving right now.
Yeah, no one's going to watch that.
But there's so many different. I mean, the number one thing that it kills me the most is the lack of data. They have all this data out there, and they're not putting it out there for the nerds. It makes me crazy.
You're definitely craving that. You need that.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I also think it puts in perspective. It makes it more impressive when you see the numbers, just basic numbers. When you just see like ball speed, club head speed, the length of their drives, you know, those kind of things. They're just basic things they're not putting out there.
Apparently, Kyrie did play. So toss that out. But here's an interesting number. Remember, Duke was on, and they continued with the TGL match, even though it was 10-1 or 11-1, and didn't go to the Duke-Miami game, if people were interested in watching Cooper Flag. Well, that game only drew 587,000 viewers. So
like doubled it.
Basically doubled it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Tiger Woods moves the needle unlike anyone else.
Still, yeah. I wonder if he's going to – I mean, when's that going to end?
Him moving the needle?
I guess when he stops.
I don't know. When he gets like gross. I was thinking about it. I was driving in.
I mean, Mike Tyson did against Jake Paul. So sometimes these guys who are legends, they're going
to
continue to draw
about them.
Exactly. Forever.
Yeah. But like, think about it. You know, Tiger appears to want to play on the senior tour. To what extent, I don't know. But, you know, he looks pretty freaking great at 49. He looks great. Like, physically. Keeping himself in great shape.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a point where he gets that belly and he just kind of falls apart a little bit. He's not going to look like a brick S-house his entire life.
I think he'll still be there. You'll still be there.
You think? Even when he's dumpy?
Will.
When he looks like freaking Lee Trevino?
I think you'll still be grasping.
I might. But I mean, will the rest of the public be as interested?
I don't know.
When he physically, truly starts to completely fall apart like the rest of us. I don't know. Anyway, I had a wild day yesterday. I lost my appeal on getting my mom to stay at the thing. I was livid. I actually lost my S for a moment, started cursing in front of the personnel there. I didn't curse at them, but I said, like, this is BS.
Under your breath?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't say, like,
people at the rehab center? Because they're not the ones that make the call, are
they? Correct, correct. But I was explaining to them, I was like, this is bull S. She can't do any of this S.
Did you call her the C word?
No. But I didn't direct it at them, but it was my anger was like...
They were the shrapnel.
Palpable.
Your emotions got the best of you. It's a very emotional situation for you.
You're trying to... Put yourself in my situation.
Oh no, I trust me. I saw my dad deal this with his mom for years.
So we're in there, and I have no idea what's going on. When my mom falls, breaks her hip in a hospital, go to rehab center. Okay, all sounds great. We don't know the process, right? It's all new for us. I mean, I've been to rehab centers. I've been to all this stuff, but I don't know how long it takes someone to rehab. So I ask people. Kind of ask around, well, what's the average stay? What are we looking at here? They say, I don't know, 4 to 6 weeks, right? I'm thinking, okay, 4 to 6 weeks. That's
reasonable.
Kind of reasonable. Yeah. Makes sense. And then like 3 or 4 days later, I get something from Medicare or whatever, and it says, she's going to, at 21 days, they're going to stop paying, but then you're okay because your mother has a backup insurance, and then that's going to kick in for 80% of it, and then she's only on the hook for 20%. And by the way, it's like staying at the Ritz-Carlton every night, how much they charge.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay? It's an outrageous amount.
Sure, yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, we at least got 21 days. We don't have to sweat anything. Out of nowhere, I get a letter 2 days ago saying she's getting kicked out on the 16th. Right?
Which is that's today.
Today's the last night that they pay for actually getting kicked out tomorrow.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I go, that's only 14 days. And they go, but don't worry, you can appeal. You can appeal. Trust me, you can appeal. So I do the silly appeal. I find out. They say, yep, sorry, your appeal denied. Third-party doctor reads it, whatever. And then I'm exploding because they say all these things on the PT sheet that she can allegedly do.
But she can't.
Three-quarters of that stuff I've never seen her do. Yep. Like, it's impossible. So I'm losing my mind. I'm going, this is freaking BS. What is going on here?
Did the appeal-
all of a sudden, I have a social worker in. I had an army of people in. Mm-hmm. I had top nurse was in, doctor in, PT person in the room, all of them in the room because the crazy son was, raising a stink. And
I'm guessing nobody knew who you were.
What do you mean in the sense of like I'm on the radio or something? Yeah, yeah. Oh, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Because that could have helped.
I don't think it could have helped because it's a...
Was it a denial? Was the appeal denied by the insurance company or the facility?
By Medicare.
The insurance company.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even Medicare. It's the second party because the way my mom's insurance is, they actually told me yesterday, Medicare would... If she was only on Medicare, she actually would have still been in there.
Mm-hmm.
But this backup insurance that she has, it's all confusing. They kick people out on 14 days no matter what. Doesn't matter what you say. They do it by an algorithm. They kick you. Why are you guys laughing at me? This is like real trauma I'm going through.
Luigi Bickle.
Luigi's on to something. Luigi's on to something.
It took me a second there.
Deny, delay, defend.
It's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. They want to send her home.
And she can't.
And then they said all these things that she could do. She's recovering from a broken hip. And She can't do any of that stuff alone. I'm like, show it, do it, go to the bathroom by yourself and just get it, take the walker from here to mm-hmm. the toilet, mm-hmm. sit on the toilet, take all your stuff off, put it all on, get back up and go, do it in front of all the nurses.
Yeah,
can't
do it. They know it.
Yeah, they know. I'm sure they know
can't
it.
Do it.
They probably see it all the time.
They have to know it.
And
they're there with her every day.
And they said, and they you know, it's just, it was a wild day. The people at the facility are nice. It's out of their control. But so much is out of your control when you're dealing with these kinds of issues. I don't know.
I guess you got to get on the phone with the insurance company.
I believe there's nothing I could do, Jason. They're kicking my ass. Other than I could just pay.
Yeah.
I could just pay, $600.
But maybe it'll make you feel better, even though they'll still deny her.
Oh, no.
Just to tell them to F off.
No, I've been on the phone with people.
Yeah. Did you tell them to F off 100 times?
No. But I'll show you how insane it is. They're sending her home tomorrow. And they won't even let me get her up from the chair to walk.
They have to do it.
They have to
They
got
to take her to the front door.
Right.
No, I can't walk her anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said I have to be trained how to walk her. So I'm going today at 2 p.m. to be trained. Like I need training.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, train me how to do that. Meanwhile, you're sending her home, and I gotta do everything.
Yeah. Well, they know. They know she shouldn't be going home. They know that.
A catastrophe.
Yep. It's the insurance, man.
It's a lot, man. But we'll make it through. We'll fight.
I did that same thing with now much lesser level, but with my our dental insurance mm-hmm. for my daughter. My daughter needed a procedure,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't going to cover it. And I called the dental company, Delta Dental, and I completely effed them off a million times. And the woman was, she wasn't even in this country.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She was probably somewhere in Colombia
mm-hmm.
or El Salvador. And she had no idea. She didn't even sure. understand. And I kept telling her, you effing suck. Because I was so pissed off that they wouldn't cover this.
Mm-hmm.
And she has no control over
sure.
it. And I asked to speak to managers. I want to talk to your manager.
Mm-hmm.
So the manager got on, and she was from another country.
Right.
So I'm just going off, and it made me feel a little bit better, even though they still denied it.
Yeah.
And I had mm-hmm. to come out of pocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's nothing you could do. There's nothing
you can do.
I mean, I could just pay for it, you know, myself, or take it out of my mom's money or whatever, but mm-hmm. I mean.
Trying to avoid whatever. That. That money's got to last for a while.
It's a crazy day, but yeah, I got to go. I'll be over there at the rehab center getting trained how to use a walker.
I mean, but you already know how to do.
But I've been dealing with that for 2 years already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just crazy.
Real life intersects with the show, which yeah. sucks.
Yeah.
All right. It is an open line Thursday. You're welcome to call us throughout the show, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. We'll get into the Junk Sports page when we come back. Here's your guest lineup on an open line Thursday. Brian Baldinger joins us at 720. We'll talk NFL playoffs and Commanders with him. Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals at 825. And at 9:40, we'll be joined by Mike Valenti from the Mike Valenti Show with Rico on 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. So that's at 9:40.
Mm. All right.
The listeners have responded on Open Line Thursday.
I didn't mean to get too personal, but it's just yesterday's crazy. Today's crazy. And here's the kicker. I'm not even going to be around this weekend when they're releasing her tomorrow. So we're going to have to send her to my sister's house for a couple days.
Right.
Mm. Try to figure
her
that
house
out.
Set up nice. Like, that's
not
the hard
yet.
Part.
Not yet.
I have a friend who's had to deal with this, and they had to move because they have a three-level house, and the house isn't set up for a wheelchair.
Yeah, I mean, I'll make it work, but, you know, yeah, I got to get bars installed in my bathroom. I got to get one of those chair things,
yep.
you know, to ride up the chair to get up the stairs. You know, and we'll limit some of that stuff. But it's just, you know,
well,
it's a lot.
You touched the nerve, my friend.
Yeah. All right, we'll bang out. We'll try to mix it up because I see there's some football calls here. It is an open line Thursday. I believe it's Thursday. Isn't it Thursday,
Kate? It is the day, yes.
Commanders related, I put up our drink Surfside poll of the day. Of course, we love Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka. Surfside lemonade and vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is Vegas disrespecting the Commanders, making them prohibitive underdogs. They are big underdogs. This isn't a 3-point game, a 4-point game, a 5-point game.
It's a big number.
Is it 9.5 still?
I saw 9.5 yesterday. Let me check it now. Check it on FanDuel.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. It's fine. They've had a great season. There's nothing you could say that to disrespect this current team. You know, it's a good football team.
They
got a lot of talent.
I guess you'd
offense.
Have to go back and look, but yeah, it's 9.5. The Lions are -500 on the money line. That's a huge number in a divisional round where you're down to 8 teams. All right, the best 8 teams, and you got -500 on the money line. Now, that's just a big, big number.
It's
bigger than the Chiefs, who are, you know, defending champs.
I like being an underdog, though. So let's see what happens. All right, let's go to Simone in Germantown. Simone, what's up?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Listen to your show all the time.
Thank you. I was
calling regarding what EB was talking about with his mom.
Yeah.
I do have a lot of experience in this area, so there are ways to get her services covered.
Uh-huh.
I guess the first thing I wanted to know is Medicare your mom's primary insurance, or is the other insurance?
The other one. That's what's screwing us up, the way it changed
what's
recently.
What's the name of it? Mm. Do you know?
I don't want to say it. I don't want to get too involved
in it. So it's not Medicare.
But Medicare's like the backup, but that's like what screws it all up.
Okay, so here's how you get around that. So because that insurance has denied your mom, Medicare should be able to pick that up as a secondary, because those are services that Medicare does cover. Also, some of the equipment that she will need at home,
mm-hmm.
Medicare also covers those.
So
if the primary insurance is not covering it, you are able to get those covered through Medicare.
Yeah, like they're paying for a wheelchair. They're paying for some stuff. So that's true. I should ask about the bars
and
stuff
like that. Now, do you know these answers because you're in the industry, or you just had to deal with it with a parent?
Yes, I've worked in the medical industry, insurance industry, for over 14 years.
Okay.
And I've also been a caregiver. I work with patients who are on hospice care. So I deal with this stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are ways to get around it. And also, if you can get your mother's doctor
mm-hmm.
to write a letter mm-hmm. of medical necessity explaining why she needs to have these services,
mm-hmm.
again, it is a process sometimes, but they will eventually cover it, because they cannot deny her, you know, services that she needs. And so if there is a doctor that's saying, look, she needs to have these services, she is unable to do these things while she's home alone, you can get those services covered. Even someone coming to the home to take care of her, Medicare will cover those things.
Yeah.
To have someone
just
come
sounds
to
like
home
a lot of hoops to jump through.
It's a lot. Simone, yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
Your expertise. If you're bored at some point, follow me on Twitter or send me a DM or something on Twitter. And
I already follow all of you guys on Twitter. I am a longtime listener of the show, so I already follow you.
Send me a message.
Okay,
send me a message so I can possibly get back in touch with you. Thank you.
Okay,
EB Junkies
good.
On Twitter.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. I appreciate
all right, take
it.
Take care.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. It's a lot. But like they were even saying, and I don't want, you know, ruin everyone's day, but like the home nursing, whatever, that comes to your house that Medicare pays for, they told me straight up, they're like, it's a once a week thing.
Yeah.
They come in for an hour and mm-hmm. they basically see your meds.
Right.
And they're out.
Yeah.
It's not like a home nurse. You know, you're not,
that's
you know,
there every day.
You're not getting anything out
no,
of it.
No, that's, yeah, yeah. That's
they're
what
checking
my grandma used to do is she would come like once a week, like do some PT stuff with her.
Yeah.
I mean, make sure all the pills
like,
are in order.
That's exactly what
ask
you do.
Her some questions.
So
and then
it's nice, but it's basically useless.
And then basically take the parents in the back room and say, here's her response to my questions. Is she doing this or is she lying?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
basically what,
yeah.
what they do.
Yeah. And the same thing with OT. I think occupational therapy /PT comes twice a week. You know, they knock out
She's
a half
probably
hour,
right
they check
that,
the box,
that
and
they'll cover more of what they're saying now. But it's going to take, like, you got to jump through hoops. It's going to take a few days.
You're also in a battle when the PT people say that they can do this. So they want to make it look like they're doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Oh, no, she can do this. You can do this. Really? Well, let me see her do it.
But
and then the doctors believe the PT over the parents.
But even
Trust
if the
me.
Doctor writes
the
a letter,
kids.
Writes a letter to the insurance company, and then it's just going to take a few days. Like, they're not going to respond an hour after they receive the
yeah,
letter.
It's not seamless. It's it's going to be trying and frustrating.
All right, I'll do one more, and then we'll move on and do football, okay? Because I don't want to you know, ruin everyone's day. Let's go to Nick in Arlington. Nick, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Eric, I wanted to let you know, I don't know if you're aware, but if you check with your personal health coverage that you have through your job or whatever, you will likely be eligible for FMLA coverage, which is care for a family member with a condition. It's good for yourself, obviously, but also immediate family.
I'm betting against it.
Oh, I would bet.
Just knowing this,
I would bet a lot of money against it.
Just knowing the environment that we're in. But yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go through HR. They'll advocate for you. I would
what
say
HR?
When you get the.
We don't
when
even have
get...
HR.
Do you have medical coverage through Odyssey or through Dina?
I'm the only one that uses our work one. The rest of my family uses Dina.
Gotcha.
But I appreciate it, Nick. I appreciate it. I will try
yeah,
to,
appreciate
I will
the
try
tip.
To
I just don't think it's going to be that
The only reason why I laugh is just because, you know, our insurance is kind of...
laughable.
Yeah, I mean, you could do a whole thing on
you
that.
You won't take 7 weeks off to take care of your mom. That's what he's saying.
Huh?
That's what he's saying.
Oh, I don't know. No. Here's the thing. I don't want to... I've said this to my mother for 20 years. She can live with me. She can do... everything she has, she's my mother, and my world is her world, my house is her house, but I can't deal with the bathroom stuff. I draw the line at the bathroom stuff, and that's where I need nurses, or she got to figure it out, or you know what I'm saying? I'm just not physically capable of doing that with my mother.
You'll be better when she takes over your simulator room.
Yeah. I just can't. So that's the crisis that I'm in.
For a guy who's so obsessed with his own poop, that's kind of weird. You can't. That's a step too far.
For me, like, dealing like with my naked mother.
Yeah.
I can't. It's a step too far for me.
I understand.
They're not great options. I mean, when my dad was in his wheelchair, there were a few times where I had to take him to the bathroom and hold like a funnel while he went to the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, I had similar issues with my dad towards the end. It's not...
it's horrifying.
It's awful, and it sucks.
Yeah, yeah, but my wife, Dina, is a saint. She's done the worst things you can do to help my mother.
Sure.
I can't do some of those things.
Yeah,
I'm physically not capable.
With that. I agree.
So I got to get some of that stuff straightened out.
You know what's a depressing thought is the fact that if we're lucky enough to get to that age...
I know, that's your reward. That's your great reward.
That's going to happen to
for
us.
For living a long life. Yeah, I know.
I mean, someone's going to be, one of your kids or grandkids is going to be doing, wiping your butt. Sorry, I don't even know if I could say that. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, and the thing is they're horrified by it too.
Yeah.
My, they have to help my mom sponge her or put her in the shower or whatever.
Or give her a bath,
and
right.
She's humiliated by it too.
Yeah, it's so depressing.
And, you know, no one wants to do it. They're humiliated by it. It's just, you know.
Well, it's unfortunate that you have this situation with the insurance company. Like, my mom had set it up so that she would have that full-time care if needed. And Medicare covered everything that she did. You have some sort of loophole. I don't know why that is preventing you.
My father had a pension with the Presbytery for 50 years.
Right.
She's part of the pension. They have this company, Medicare's the plan B part of it, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. It's very confusing.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk football. Let's go to, let me see here.
Do you think that the Commanders are being disrespected, EB? I'm looking at the early results on the poll. You can vote at Junks Radio, our Surfside poll of the day.
Do I think they're being disrespected? Slightly.
Detroit minus 500, as Jason said, that's a big time line.
I would say it's definitely slightly disrespected, and certainly, and of course they are. If I was on staff over there, I would be playing that up like a mug.
Now, when we had Lewis Riddick on the show, if you just listened to the Lewis Riddick interview, you would think, man, that's going to be a nearly impossible feat. To beat this team the way that Lewis Riddick was talking about their lines. And
yeah, listen.
Now, he also is a big Jaden Daniels proponent, and he did lay it out, but he was like, look, they had a very physical offensive line, a very physical defensive line. That's the first thing they're going to do. They're going to be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they have the skill positions, Amon-Ra and Jameson Williams, not to mention the running backs.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a tall task.
Let's go to Ernie in Clinton. Ernie, what's up, buddy? Ernie!
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
What's up, Ernie?
Doing okay. How are you?
long-time listener. I called y'all some years ago when I had lost my leg and talked to y'all.
Oh no!
And y'all kind of y'all kind of cheered me up. So I'm still
how are you doing now?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I'm doing pretty good.
You have like, can you get around? Did they give you like a prosthetic, or you got a wheel around?
Yeah, I got a prosthetic. I get around a little bit, so I'm satisfied.
Nice,
I'm satisfied.
Good. That's good to hear.
Nice.
My thing is for today is yesterday y'all was talking about Deion Sanders maybe getting, coaching the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And I know y'all love y'all family, man. Y'all talk about y'all family all the time.
Right.
Could you imagine him sending Michael Parsons out there to bust his son up if they happen to play the team that he just picked?
That's an interesting thought.
He said he only wants to go to the NFL if he can coach his sons, though. So we'll see how it plays out. He only wants to go to the NFL if he can coach his sons.
I guess
I know, but the question was, do you think he would go to Dallas? And Dallas is a big part of his everything.
So I think he would if he could somehow engineer Shador to be the quarterback.
Well, how is it,
one of y'all could do it?
The coach would say to go wreck my son?
I mean, you wouldn't be happy about
it. It'd be hard.
It'd be tough.
It'd be hard. I mean, yeah, it's a great point. I got to ponder that a little bit, Ernie.
Okay. And my last question is, I missed out yesterday, and I don't know if y'all could do it on the air, but what is the C word?
Okay, stay on hold.
Stay on hold,
stay
we'll
on
tell
hold.
You.
All right. Grab your tongue.
Okay. I can tell you this.
Drabby can't
think
wait
about,
to say it.
Think about him, and I want to see if he knows.
Think about baseball.
We tell him, Drabby.
He's asking what the C word is.
Think about baseball when you want to move a runner over from first to second, and a batter just
there's two C words.
Puts his bat down like that.
Yeah, but the
number one seed.
That's the number one
seed. We were talking about.
Right, do you understand, Ernie? Do you understand? You know, like a baseball bunt.
Yeah.
There's one that
now use the other use that letter.
I'll tell you what, let me hold on to someone. Just tell me real quick.
All right, yeah, I think you need some help. Hold on.
Go
back to him.
He definitely needs help because as soon as you gave him the hint, he should have been like, "Oh,
right."
There wasn't that reaction.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He's up there. All right, is he on? All right. Ernie, now do you know what it is?
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I can't imagine someone saying that and getting that upset over it.
Oh, I think, well,
it's
women
pretty harsh.
Do. It's as hardcore of a word as you can find for women.
See, there's two C words. Now, that's the number one C, but that describes the woman. The other one describes a guy.
The other word is awesome.
The second one's funnier.
The second one is much funnier.
Much easier to use.
What?
The environment that which it happened in Philly after a game, I could grab my wife by the arm and walk away from that one.
If they called your wife an ugly C word, you could?
Yeah, if I was out there in Philly.
Yeah.
He didn't want to walk away because he wanted to watch the game.
Ernie would hop away.
Valdez, you went there.
Y'all got me, man.
Yeah, we got you on that one, Ernie.
Pogo stick.
I'll have to look around at the environment before I make that decision.
Right. No, okay, well, you're
Ernie, how old are you?
Ernie, how old are you?
65.
All right. I really appreciate you.
I would have taken the over.
And I'm glad you're doing well. Thank you, Ernie.
Doing great, man. I listen to y'all every morning. My clock go off at 6, and I'm up every morning watching and listening.
Good, man. Right,
you're
the man.
Hey, yeah, so we really appreciate it. God love you. Thank you, Ernie.
All right,
buddy.
So, do we know the circumstances around him losing his leg? Did we get into that?
I think
before?
He told us, but I forgot.
Mm. My guess would be diabetes. Right? Isn't that how most people lose their legs?
I don't know.
If you're not in war or something.
Could be a car accident.
So, fellas, so
could have been a shark attack.
Looking at last year in the divisional round, the history of the divisional round in terms of Vegas odds, the 49ers laid. Now, this is just the spread. This is not the money line. The 49ers laid 10.5 to the Packers, and remember they squeaked. They won by 3. The Ravens last year played the Texans in the divisional round, laid 10, and won by 24. So. There were some pretty big, and I'm guessing that the money line numbers were probably pretty similar. Don't know, but I'm guessing they're pretty similar. So last year you had a couple circumstances where there was double digit point spreads.
Right. So it's not outrageous. It's not out of this realm. And listen, they've got an unbelievable record. They've been dynamite. So good. You know what? The pressure's on them. I love that. And if they could come through and pull it off, Sometimes you're the hammer, sometimes you're the nail cakes.
When we come back, we'll continue to talk Commanders. Who's going to make a difference? Who's going to be the X factor for the Commanders beside Jaden Daniels? Who's going to step to the forefront to help them possibly beat the Lions in Detroit? We'll take your calls on that next at 800-636-1067. We're the Junks. We'll be right back. Who besides Jaden Daniels is going to help the Commanders get a win in Detroit this Saturday night? Who's it going to be? Who's going to step to the front and help out Jaden Daniels?
I think it's got to be Austin Eckler. I'm an Eckler guy.
That's a good name to throw out.
I think I owe you money because Eckler didn't outrush Brian Robinson this year, but I think that Eckler's better. And you saw when he touched the ball in the last playoff game, he's electric.
Yeah.
And the running game isn't really going anywhere unless it's Jaden Daniels. And I'm not saying that Austin Eckler should get 20 carries. He shouldn't. Just get him some touches, some as a runner, and then some as a receiver.
How about 8 carries and 5 to 6 receptions?
I think you're right on Eckler, but I also think Brian Robinson has to be a factor.
Yeah.
I think B-Rob has to be a factor. I know he hasn't been a factor the last few weeks, but I think he's going to have – and. I know Detroit's pretty good against the run, kind of like Tampa was. I just think that he's got to make plays and help convert, you know, third downs, whether it's third and short or whatever, or second and longs. He's got to help them keep the ball away from Detroit.
I would give him the benefit of the doubt, and I would start him, but I would also have Chris Rodriguez active. Hmm. That if B-Rob is ineffective, that I can just pivot away from him.
Throw him in there?
If I need to. And I know it's
not
a numbers
a bad
crunch.
Idea. I like that, Cakes.
I know that... You know, there's only 53 spots, and everyone is precious, and it's tough to elevate that many running backs for a game.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like if B-Rob's going to give you a performance like he did against Tampa, 10 for 16, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to limit those carries from him.
I think that, 33 for 82 yards, I don't think that's going to beat the Lions.
No.
Probably not.
And Jaden was he was below average against them. I mean, they didn't let him go crazy against them. I mean,
no, he got what he needed.
Right.
The other guy.
So that's what I'm saying. So I think that obviously Jaden's going to have to be able to run for more than 30 or 2.8 yards per carry, but 82 yards isn't going to get it done.
The other guy, this is a leap of faith that has to play well for them to win the game, is Marshon Lattimore. He didn't against Mike Evans, but you're playing an even more potent offense. You're going to need something out of Lattimore. You can't just have a wide receiver just having a field day against your top corner. It's not going to work against the Lions. They barely got away with it against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and part of that was because the Buccaneers, I believe, they only touched the ball 7 times.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I'm saying. The most important stat, Jason talked about it last week, is going to be time of possession. That'll be the most important stat.
And turnovers. I mean, they kind of go hand in hand. I mean, they win that game because time of possession and the turnover.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I agree. They got to rush for more. They got to, you know, all that. But they just got to hold the ball, you know, and then hopefully, you know, finish and score in the red zone. They've been pretty darn good in the red zone.
800-636-1067. If you want to chime in on an open all line right. Thursday.
Lions, they've had issues with running quarterbacks. They haven't faced that many, but Kyler Murray had, I think, 5 carries for 45. Anthony Richardson, 10 for 61. And Josh Allen found the end zone twice against him and rushed for almost 70 yards.
It's definitely,
that's a good sign.
It's definitely a thing that they struggle against mobile quarterbacks.
Right.
It's definitely a thing.
They're not dating, at full strength.
Dating back until last season almost.
Mm-hmm. Right. No. Let's let them keep disrespecting us and just assuming.
Well, here's the other thing. They've got to be so much better in the red zone because they were not good in the red zone against Tampa.
Us?
Yeah.
Well, we had all those penalties and all that stuff and the fourth down calls that were going
through. But I'm saying, when you get down to the 1 yard line or whatever they got, you got to score touchdowns.
Yeah, they generally have been pretty good on the year. But yeah, Tampa was working some magic, it felt like, against us. All right, let's go to Marvin in Landover. Hey, Marvin, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Good. How are you?
Hey, you know something? Before I give you all the step-up player, can I just throw one little tidbit that just kind of bugged the crap out of me about the Tampa Bay game?
Sure.
When it was first down after Jaden got the first down and we were going to run out the clock, why did he take a five-yard backup on that play? That 5 yards is pretty much the reason why that ball hit that crossbar. I don't understand why they just moved the ball over without taking a 5 yard backup. I never
killed some betters,
that.
Right? Didn't Portnoy get killed because of that?
Yeah, Portnoy, I think, lost out on turning $11,000 into over $70,000.
He did. I guess they prioritized the hash over the distance. Yeah, I know.
37 yards isn't 32, and I'm just saying the ball was in the air longer and it hit that upright, and my heart almost stopped. And I'm just like, why? Why did you go backwards? But nonetheless, that's just one of the things that's been pissing me off for like the last few days. But
maybe
so
he's also trying to kill an extra second or two. I don't know. I have no idea.
And by the way, just to remind you, I told you we would be talking about the Detroit this week, and here we are talking about Detroit.
All right.
So here we go.
All right.
The matchup that I think that we have to like actually get some production at is our defensive tackles. Damn if they haven't been paid. Damn if they don't have the production. They are what we need to like have five or six tackles combined. I'm talking about all three of them. I'm talking about Johnny Newton. I'm talking about Deron Payne. I'm talking about John Allen. I need five or six tackles by them in this game, all right? And I need at least two pressures and maybe a sack. I don't need a sack, but two pressures. And why I say that is I need some plays to go our way. Okay, I need a 2 yard run, not an 8 yard run. I need a 1 yard run instead of a burst down the field. They are paid to be playmakers, both of them, $18, $20 million, and a second round pick. They have to show up in this game. They just have to. And I know they're going against a good offensive line, but so what? You're good players too. I need them to be difference makers in this game. I just think that's our best chance to like slow them down. Mm-hmm. We have to get pressure. Goff is not mobile. Mm-hmm. Give me some pressure up in his face. You know, I just need that to be the step-up players this week. Yep. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Marvin. I appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, those guys need to get home against Goff because he's not going to be able to escape like Baker has in the two matchups with the Buccaneers. If they get in his face, they're going to disrupt him, and they're going to bring him down.
I like our chances,
Cakes. Can they get there?
I like our chances. Let's go to Wayne in Richmond. Wayne, what's up?
Good evening. Good morning, guys. I've been a long, long time listener. I love your show. You guys talk about a lot of good things.
Thank you.
Want to chime in real quick about the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've been a big Steeler fan. I probably know as much about the Steelers as you guys do about the Commanders.
Mm-hmm.
I got a real quick fix. I don't know why the Rooneys don't want to chime in on this thing. Mike Tomlin is a good coach. And you don't ever forget how to coach. Times may pass him by, and this year has been a pure example of it. I could go on and on. Real simple fix. You bring in somebody like Mike McCarthy to run your offense. You haven't had an offensive coordinator since Bruce Arians.
Well, you don't like them. They have an offensive coordinator. They had Matt Canada, and then this year they brought in Arthur Smith.
You just don't like those guys.
Yeah, well, isn't any good, all right? They bring in Rex Ryan to run your defense. A lot of people don't realize Mike Tomlin been a coach there forever. Mm-hmm. He has never had an assistant coach promoted as head coach with the people he's had under him. He constantly promotes from within. Every time somebody retires, quits, or dies, like Keith Butler, they'll move up an assistant linebacker coach to call the defense, a tight end coach to call the offense.
You say he's too loyal?
He can't do that.
He's too loyal?
He's too loyal. Mm. I mean, he does not want to bring anybody in smarter than him. And I'm not saying Mike McCarthy's a savior, but I tell you what, McCarthy will run that offense a lot better. That defense with Rex Ryan, get him out of that booth, get him on the field. I tell you what, this team will be winning playoff games, not losing.
Well, the problem that they have is
it also comes down
the problem
to...
they have is they're kind of stuck as being a good team, right? They're good. And with Russell Wilson, they can be good, but they can't get to that next level of elite where teams like Baltimore are with Lamar Jackson, Buffalo is with Josh Allen.
Well, they're in a division with Lamar and Joe Burrow.
I'm glad you said that
because they're way behind at quarterback.
You can add all the assistant coaches you want,
right.
But it comes down to the quarterback play.
Totally.
And your quarterback is way beyond his prime.
Right.
And there are so many teams in the NFL that are kind of lost in that position that maybe they've got a quarterback that can win double-digit games and get you to the playoffs, but once you get to the playoffs, you got to have one of the superior guys.
Absolutely.
And that's their problem. I mean, you can bring in Mike McCarthy, but I don't think they're going to be much better with Russell Wilson.
Their priority is find a top quarterback.
And that's it's almost impossible to do.
I know, but that is a way higher priority than either the offensive or defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and it's just hard to find one. And the Commanders have been very fortunate that they found one.
Yep. Don't forget, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Brian Baldinger will join us at 7:20. We'll go around the NFL playoffs and talk Lions Commanders with Baldy at 7:20 here on The Fan.